This morning, an RCAF plane landed at Winnipeg with 13 Eskimo patients from Chesterfield Inlet, all of them victims of the polio epidemic, which has taken 13 lives. Six of the patients now in King George Hospital are under 12 years of age. A few hours ago, Tom Benson of the CBC went out to the home of Dr. W.J. Wood, who headed the medical mission to Chesterfield Inlet, and recorded an interview.
What conditions did you encounter at Chesterfield, Doctor?
We found there were quite a number, large number of Eskimos in hospital with what we thought at once was polio. We found a number also out, or at least we had reported that there were a number in camps within a radius of 50 miles.
How would Dr. Moody get around to treat those cases?
You go by dog team.
I understand some of the white inhabitants have been afflicted, Doctor. How many of these?
There were possibly four or five that showed some symptoms of a condition similar to polio.
And what percentage of the Eskimo population would you estimate were affected?
Well, very roughly, one might say that at least a quarter of them seem to have shown some signs of polio.
Is an epidemic of this kind unusual among Eskimos? Or is it only because it hasn't been reported on previous occasions?
Well, it's an unusual time of year, for one thing, and it's an unusual to have such a high incidence of deaths and severe cases. And as far as I know, there's been very little polio reported among Eskimo.
You have definitely established that it is polio, have you, Doctor?
Well, you'll have to say yes, subject to confirmation by laboratory reports.
Are you bringing any more patients down to Winnipeg?
We don't plan to at present. There's some possibility we may have to treat them where they are.
You were in to see the patients at King George Hospital earlier this afternoon. How did you find them getting along?
Oh, they seemed to be quite happy, but there was no change, of course, from when they were seen the day before.
Do they have to keep the room at any special temperature?
Well, they like a temperature of about 40 or 50, as a matter of fact, but that being impossible in a hospital, I presume they'll be all right in the present temperatures.
Dr. Wood told me after the interview was over that there was real danger of the epidemic spreading throughout the North Country. To combat this, messages have been sent to all outposts by radio, and pamphlets are being distributed to the Eskimos warning them to not enter the quarantined area. Dr. Wood also stated that a physiotherapist and possibly more nurses will be sent to Chesterfield Inlet to assist Dr. Moody, the doctor in charge. This is Tom Benson of the CBC reporting to News Roundup from Winnipeg.